4 flight attendants are suing Boeing, the world's biggest plane maker. They accuse the company of knowing about a defect that lets toxic fumes leak through plane engines and into their cabins.
Joining us to talk about it, Tom Costello, who covers aviation for NBC News. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. So this all stemmed from a 2013 incident. This was an Alaska Airlines flight, Boston to San Diego, and suddenly, mid-flight, you had 4 flight attendants become seriously ill, 2 of them unconscious, on the ground, in the galley, I should say, on the floor. An onboard doctor came to assist. Paramedics came to assist. They had to make an emergency landing in Chicago. And now, 2 years later, 3 of these 4 flight attendants still cannot return to work. They claim that they were simply nauseous from these fumes that were pouring into the cabin. They moved some of the passengers up, if you will, away from the galley. Meanwhile, they were becoming dizzy, nauseous. They were collapsing. They couldn't think straight. And they now claim that they were exposed to these nauseous fumes that were ventilating as all planes do, except the 787. They get their ventilation through the engine. You bleed air through the engine into the ventilation system. The trouble is, if there is an oil leak inside the engine, then that oil, that burning oil, can also mix with the air and create this toxic mix. And so now you've got these 4 flight attendants claiming that Boeing has been aware of this problem since the 1950s. And in fact, in the last few weeks, I must say, this issue has kind of taken on some urgency. In the UK, they now believe that there are 2 pilots who have died as a result of this. And this was the number one issue that flight attendants in the United States talked about at their meeting in Las Vegas in April. So now Boeing is yet again dealing with this issue. They've dealt with it before, but it's coming front and center yet again.
And what evidence is there, Tom, to suggest that, in fact, they have known about this for decades?
The people who are suing, the flight attendants who are suing, claim that they have documents dating back to the 1950s in which Boeing is discussing this. And in fact, there was a 2007 email that we have seen from a Boeing engineer who says, bottom line is, I think we are looking for a tombstone before anyone with any horsepower is going to take interest. Then in 2012, this British Airways pilot, Richard Westgate, died, and the coroner over there, the British coroner, found that these were symptoms consistent with exposure to these oil type of compounds, organophosphate compounds, in the aircraft cabin air.
In our final 30 seconds, any other plane manufacturers involved in this, Airbus or some of the others?
So Boeing is not unique in bleeding air through the engines and into the cabin, but in this case, only Boeing is being sued by these flight attendants because it was a Boeing aircraft. But this has been gaining traction over the last few weeks and months, with flight attendants around the world claiming that they've been suffering these neurological effects. You might say, well, what about the passengers? Why don't we hear more passenger complaints? The flight attendants say, first of all, they're up in the plane all day, right? Up and down and up and down and up and down, and they're consistently on the plane longer than you and I are, 45 minutes before the flight, then again after the flight, and they're exposed to it. And lastly, because they're also working when they're up in the air. They're not sitting down, so they're breathing that stuff in even more.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We'll talk to you about it again. Tom Costello, who covers aviation for NBC News.